This music reminds me
of
our next guest. I don't know why. It's perfect with him.
Yes. This
TV
is
Show Patrol.
Kurt Wagner is our guest, although you suggested we introduce Kurt Warner,
no,
who was the quarterback for the Rams for a number
I'm sorry,
of years.
But every time, if I don't look at my sheet, I always want to say Kurt Warner, and then I say to Bill, who the heck is Kurt Warner? And you explained it to me.
Former football quarterback. He was a bag boy at a grocery store. He was not playing in the NFL, and then he became the Rams quarterback. He did really well.
But then you said off the air that we should get him instead of Kurt Wagner.
Not instead of, along with.
Oh, see, no.
Battle of the Kurts.
I like my Kurt Wagner.
All right. Kurt, how are you?
I was a former bag boy, too.
Were you also? How about
I'm not
that?
Not a football player.
Well, you guys would have something to chat about then.
Now it's just called a bagger to be politically correct, guys, because there are girls that bag as well.
We apologize for any confusion. How are things, Kurt? Everything good?
Everything's great.
We have not seen you in 3 weeks. You were off on a trip.
I was in Europe.
Doing what?
Wearing your little Swiss Alp hat?
No, I didn't have that. But I did buy an Italian hat.
Oh, you did?
Can't wait to see it.
I was in Rome, and I went to the set of a new show that should be coming next fall called Medici, Masters of Florence.
What is that about?
It's about the Medici family of Italy. They sort of founded the modern banking system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that will be a
TV
show.
Boring.
No, come on,
Wendy.
I gotta
be honest with you.
They founded the modern banking system.
It'll be a lot of numbers.
Well, you know, back in those days in Italy, it was like everybody was, out to get the other family. And so there's a lot of intrigue and stuff like that. I don't think it's going to be boring.
No? All right.
From what I saw. And they're letting them film in all these historic places. So I got to see a lot of really cool stuff.
That sounds good. Is it an American cast or an Italian cast?
It has some Americans. Dustin Hoffman's in it.
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, Richard Madden's in it from Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And I have not watched one episode of Game of Thrones. I hate to admit that because it is very, very popular.
Yeah.
Well, they just released yesterday a new teaser for the new season of Game of Thrones.
And they show somebody that everybody thought was dead, but he's not dead. He shows up in the new in the trailer for it, doesn't he?
Well, he shows up, but it's all the old footage of him being killed and everything. It shows, like, all the people who've been killed dramatically over the entire series.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a lot.
I guess I should change that to not all the people, but a lot of people.
A good number of the people. Now, can I go back a little bit to your Italian trip? Did you get to talk to Dustin Hoffman? Was he there on the set?
He was not there. He was done with his bit. I did talk to Richard Madden and some Italian actors and some other British people.
Yeah. Just random British people, or were they involved in the production?
No, they're involved in the production.
Okay, good. Then you spent your time wisely, Kurt.
They were just
Kurt.
Vacationing, and right. Kurt talked to them.
Hello, random British people. Do you like my new hat? It's from Italy.
And you know, when we say Kurt Wagner is a man of many hats, we mean it.
He is. That would be a good show, is Kurt Wagner's hats from around the world. Wouldn't that be a great show?
More exciting than Bankers.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Bankers thing, you know, maybe I didn't sell that well enough, but it's going to be good. I mean, just look up the Medici family and you'll see all kinds of really crazy, bizarre history.
And no one does it quite like the Italians, I will say. A lot of Italian issues in families.
Sure.
That's why we have a lot of spin-off pizza places, because they take their recipe and go elsewhere.
Right.
Right. Well, they also sort of kick-started the Renaissance, so they were big into supporting artists and stuff, Michelangelo, and science and all this other stuff. So.
Can I ask, Kurt, in other countries, like here in the United States, we take our entertainment very seriously. We have people, yourself included, whose job it is to be a critic for television or film. Is it like that in Europe, too? Do they take it that seriously in Europe?
Well, you know, it was interesting because we had to really explain to them that I wouldn't be on the set just snapping bad photos of people and reporting on people yelling at each other or whatever, you know, because they're very leery of press. And I don't think that I'm not sure about this, but it seems like maybe they don't have a lot of TV press in the way that we do here. We really had to, you know, the guy who created that show is Frank Spotnitz, who is an American. He's currently, his show Man in the High Castle is on Amazon right now. And he's involved in that show. He created the show. And so you know, I got in through him and his people, and we really had to explain to them that I wasn't, that people could talk to me.
Right.
And that I could be there and everything like that. So that was interesting.
What television shows are popular there in that part of the world? Is it American-based shows or is it local shows? What's everyone watching?
They have local shows. They have a lot of local shows. But they have a couple channels, and we talked about this a lot, that show 24 hours a day all the Law and Orders dubbed in Italian.
Really?
Yeah. And that apparently dubbing, like being a dubbing actor, like a voice actor,
yeah,
is a big deal there because they dub everything because nobody wants to read subtitles just like you.
Yeah, I mean, really, the only movie I saw with subtitles was Das Boot, and yeah. I never wanted to go back to another subtitled
really?
Movie. It's, you know, I like to sit back and relax. Yeah. I don't want to have to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with subtitles, but only when I'm, you know, only when I'm not falling asleep or whatever.
Kurt, a week...
I'm really lazy. I can't do subtitles.
A week or so ago, I was in Costa Rica, and I had the TV on for a night, and they had Two and a Half Men on. And the guy who did the voice for the little kid, you know, the half man on Two and a Half Men,
yeah.
It was a guy with a really deep voice. Mucho gusto. Like, he would say everything with a really deep voice, but he was like a 9-year-old kid. It didn't make any sense.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
That is really funny.
They do a pretty good job. They did a pretty good job of dubbing. Like, you can only see every once in a while that the mouths were moving when the words weren't going, you know?
Oh, so good.
They did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll talk more to Kurt Wagner in just a little bit. He is not feeling 100% today, so he's at home, but we've got a lot to discuss with him TV-wise. Stick around. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
We are talking television with Kurt Wagner, and we were briefly talking about La Familia D'Amici.
The founding fathers of the modern banking
the
system.
Medicis,
the
yes.
Medicis.
I got to throw in a little history for you. The Medicis produced four popes. Leo the X,
yeah.
Clement the VII, Pius the IV, and Leon the XI. And their genes have been mixed into many of Europe's royal families. The last Medici ruler died without a male heir in 1737, ending that family dynasty after almost three centuries.
And you don't want to watch Meet
now
the Medicis?
I do.
Meet the Medici is going to be the biggest show of the year next year.
Meet the Medicis.
Is that what it's called? I don't remember what it was.
It's a half-hour comedy. No, it's not.
And Dustin Hoffman will trip over the ottoman when he comes in. Yeah. Honey, I'm home. And then he'll fall. It'll be great. You'll see.
Yep.
It'll be great.
Yep.
Kurt, what about last night? The Wiz was on NBC.
I forgot to watch it.
I watched between periods of the Blackhawks games. I'd flip over and I'd watch little bits of it. It looked pretty good to me. Did you get to see any of this?
I saw some of it, yeah.
How was Queen Latifah as the wizard? Because everybody was mad that a chick was doing it.
She's very androgynous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she'd make a really good wizard.
Yeah.
I hear all wizards are androgynous.
Not all. Many. No. Many.
That was okay. David Alan Greer as the lion was really good.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And what was her name? The Queen Eveline, Mary J. Blige.
Yep.
Sang only one song, which was very unfortunate because she needed to sing way more songs.
You know what was interesting when it was really over, because it was billed as a 3-hour event over on NBC, and it ended about 15 or 20 minutes early, and then they had to quickly shift over to Channel 5 News.
Were they ready? They
seemed a little bit ready, but a little bit like, wasn't this supposed to be 3 hours? You know, there was a lot of that kind of look.
That's the part I'm sorry I missed.
Yeah.
We go live back to you now 15 minutes earlier. Oh, crap. We just got our Chinese food delivered.
Well, you know, when I set my thing to record, it said till 9:45, and I thought that was odd, but I think they built in 15 minutes thinking that some of the scenes might go longer.
Right.
You know, but then apparently it didn't.
And are these going to be an annual event from now on, Kurt? I know they did Peter Pan last year, and I think they did one a couple years ago, too.
They did Sound of Music 2 years ago, yeah.
Sound of Music, yeah. Right. Yeah, so yeah. It must do pretty good in the ratings. They'll keep doing one a year or so?
Oh, I think so. I think they'll do it as a holiday. It's like another holiday special.
Yeah. I wonder what next year will bring.
Hmm.
I don't know.
West Side Story, that's what they should do.
That would be good. I would watch West Side Story. Or a musical about the Medicis, the modern family of banking. Would you watch that?
Medici Musicale?
Yes.
I would watch that.
That's what it would be called. What about holiday programming? That's starting to kick in, isn't it, Kurt?
It sure is. There are 1,001 movies you can see, and they all have the same plot.
Wait a minute. What's the same plot in all the movies?
Well, there's groupings, you know. There's like businesswoman has to go take care of a, you know, take care of some thing that she's inherited, and she wants to sell it off, but then she meets a hunky guy who lives there on the farm and decides she
Bob Evans?
Not Bob Evans.
Keep it, you know? So there's like, they all seem to have, you know, there's the dog ones, there's the grinchy person falls in love ones.
Can I tell you which one you're missing, and it's my favorite one? It's the family that just wants to get all the kids and their spouses together for the holiday, but everybody's got something going on. They just can't make it to mom and dad's for Christmas.
Yep.
But at the last minute, spoiler alert, somehow miraculously they all do show up, and it's the best Christmas ever.
And the new ones are the ones, the snowstorm waylays somebody on a trip, and they are forced to share a car, share a train, or like a train, you know, a train car, or a hotel room with somebody that they did not get along with.
Yep.
And then they fall in love.
When we were putting up our tree the other night, there was a movie on one of the channels that I don't even think men are supposed to watch. There's a couple channels that only women are supposed to watch. So they had a
Lifetime for Women.
It's Lifetime for Women. I'm not supposed to watch that.
Lifetime's got they have tons of movies.
Well, the one that I saw, and I highly recommend if you're anywhere near a TV, don't just turn this off, but unplug your television so that it doesn't accidentally turn on its own. It's a movie called Noel, and it's got Susan Sarandon in it. And I'm trying to think of who
Meredith Baxter Burney has
she
got
wasn't,
to be
it was,
in it.
It was so bad that Meredith Baxter Burney said, I'm not doing this. I want no part of this. Penelope Cruz is in it.
Whoa.
It's got like a pretty impressive list. Like I said, Susan Sarandon.
That's an old big screen movie, isn't it? I think
was
so,
it in theaters? Was
yeah,
it really
so.
Empty
yeah.
theaters?
Well, it's about three miracles that happen at Christmas time, all at the same time. Like for instance, one guy, there's a cop, and it's Paul
Anka,
not Paul Anka, the guy from the Fast and the Furious movies who died a couple of years
Weller.
Ago.
Oh, Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
Oh,
Paul Walker.
Sorry.
He's a cop and he's in a diner, and the guy who runs the diner is Alan Arkin, and Alan Arkin thinks that he used to be married to Paul Walker in another life. I know you look shocked by that because even the people in the movie seemed shocked by that.
2004.
Is it that old?
Yeah.
So it's three Christmas miracles.
Chaz Palminteri directed it.
Is in it. He's
David
in it.
Hubbard wrote it.
Yeah. So if you're anywhere near this movie, do everything you can to not watch it.
No,
I watched
I wanna
it.
See
no,
it.
You don't. No, you don't. But the categories you were just describing, Kurt, about how every Christmas made-for-TV movie fits, that movie, Noel, has every one of those in it, the ones you described, every one
are
in it.
Right. And angels.
Yeah, there's always angels.
About angels or royalty.
Right. Right.
Some kind of royalty thing happening, yeah.
Now, we used to see when we were all growing up, the big stars would always have Christmas holiday specials, but that doesn't seem to be as much that anymore,
does
it?
Who are the big stars? Aren't the Kardashians having one?
Do they have one?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
I do. But there's no...
I haven't read about... But, they, you know, there's the Taraji P. Henson and her Empire co-star, Terrence Howard, they have a special coming up.
Oh, they do.
Like a variety holiday special coming up.
I bet the Muppets will have a Christmassy thing. Have you been watching the new Muppets seasons?
No, I haven't watched much since the beginning.
My boys like it.
Do they like it? Yeah. It's not been doing well in the ratings.
I don't like it. I can't. I saw a little. It's okay. For some reason, my kids have been liking it.
Well, Kurt, weren't you the one who said that they're trying to determine if it's for adults or for kids? They can't quite get a beat on who's the show being made for.
Yeah, I think they're trying to just hit both, but
hard to pull that off.
Yeah. Oh, you know who has a holiday special?
Who's
Bill
that?
Bill Murray.
Seriously?
Yeah, it came out today on Netflix. It's streaming starting today on Netflix. A Very Murray Christmas.
I read that to you yesterday. Remember
with
I said A Very Murray Christmas. Is this Bill Murray's project with his bros?
And who else is in it? Do we know who else is in it, Kurt?
Well, let's see. It looks like George Clooney and some blonde.
Oh, an angel just got a pair of wings.
Yeah, I think Bill Murray just sent me some money or something.
George Clooney.
it.
Clooney's in it, and who else? What other
stars?
That
was perfect timing, Kurt.
I know. I don't know. I can't tell. I'm trying to see here.
That's all I need is Clooney. If Clooney's in it, I'm there. I want to see it. And do they address the Modern Family of banking at all in this special? Because that's what people
no.
want to see now.
Oh, it's got Clooney, Paul McCartney, Pope Francis. No, that's kidding. I'm kidding. That's at the beginning of his teaser for this. It looks like it's got a lot of people in it, though.
All right.
I see Amy Poehler in here.
All right.
She's everywhere.
Very popular.
But, yeah.
Well, Kurt, thanks so much. We hope you're feeling better.
Yeah.
And will we see you before?
I'm going to show you my pictures.
You want pictures from the trip?
Yeah.
All right, no. Bring them in. Just photos that he took of
the
house.
Refrigerator.
Here's some pictures from my house.
Next time I come to the studio, I'll bring my my slideshow.
We are looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Thanks,
enjoy
Kurt.
The rest of the week.
Yeah, hey, and if anybody wants to complete list of the holiday specials, it's on my website.
It's TVShowPatrol.com.
Let's all say it together. Ready?
Ready? On three. One, two, three.
TVShowPatrol.com.
All right, feel better, Kurt.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Take
ho,
care.
Ho, ho.
Bye. All right, that's Kurt Wagner. He's not feeling well. He'll be okay. Don't you worry. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.